Raised Rowdy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Raised Rowdy podcast. And my name is Kurt Ozon.
I'm Nikki T.
And our lovely guest today, Kat, welcome.
Hi. What's up, guys? We're having Surfside right now.
Yeah. Yes, I'm going to crack mine on the pod.
They're delicious and nutritious. I was just talking to Matt, one of the owners. He's coming back in town for a golf tournament. I think we're going to go hang with him.
There's a golf tournament here?
Oh, wow.
Which one?
No, like a private one. You know how they go.
The players one was in Florida. We wanted to go, but we didn't go.
I saw that. They were like, it was last night.
It was like
right?
in Ponte Vedra, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jordan Davis played.
They were hey, did that go to OT? I'm like, bro, I've been listening to music. I have no idea.
I think Sunday it went to overtime, and then Monday they finished.
Yeah, makes sense.
Do you play golf?
No, my boyfriend's obsessed with it, though, and I watched Full Swing, and now I'm hooked.
Full Swing?
So Full Swing's a golf documentary on Netflix, and it just like goes into the... we're girls. We like backstories of people. We're girls tonight, whatever girl thinks. And it goes in the backstory of like the golfers and their lives, like Rory McIlroy, Bryson DeChambeau. And I love hearing about people's lives and how they got to that and getting to see that they're just normal human beings too.
Yeah.
So. Have you seen the MJ era, Bulls era documentary? Like it's like The Last Dance or Last Waltz or whatever.
I think I've heard about it though.
It's amazing. I stayed up to like 4 a.m. one night binging it. It's absolutely incredible.
I'm watching Yellowstone now. The Pretty ending.
Good. I haven't seen 1 minute of it yet.
It's really good. You're gonna be hooked.
I know. I'm just waiting. I'm like, I don't want to wait until next week for like an episode to come out. So
It's out. Like that's it. You can stream.
It's over.
It. Yeah.
Oh.
I can't tell you what happens. I was about to say, yeah, it's over because.
And Lainey's in it, right? I want to see Lainey.
Yeah.
Your fave.
Yeah.
Everybody's fave. I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
So good.
So you said you're from Florida, right? Yes. Before. All right, let's talk. Sorry, Nick, you're not allowed to part of this conversation.
It's okay.
This is just strictly.
I'll be in
Floridian.
Yeah. All right. So where are you from?
Miami, Florida.
Right. I'm from Cooper City. If you're familiar.
No.
Florida? if you take 95 north.
Okay.
And you get off on Sheridan, it's like kind of Fort Lauderdale, and head west probably 10 minutes.
Sick. Hell yeah.
Yeah, Flamingo Road is kind of where I'm at where I grew up. So.
Florida's great. I love Florida.
It's a nice place to visit.
I like old people side of Florida. That's like my grandparents live in Naples, Florida.
Okay.
That's where it's at. It's all old people. The beaches are so clean. The roads are so clean. It's not
great.
Loud. It's chill. Like so chill. That's me right there.
Yeah.
I didn't really like the music scene that much. It felt too like fragmented. There's like pockets of this and pockets of that, but there wasn't like this is like the scene.
There's no scene there. It's there's a lot of like tech. My brother's like in FIU now. He's a Sigma Chi. And it's like all tech music and like John Summit. I think that's like the guy right now. And
like
it's like all
EDM
electronic
stuff.
It's all electronic. And I'm like, when I was growing up, I was listening to like country music over
when
there.
When I was a young warthog. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. Now the scene is like Bad Bunny and like tech music, and it's yes.
I just raised
hand,
my hand.
Did you see that? I hope we caught that on camera.
I went to say something, and then I was like, I don't want to cut you off. Did you go to Chili Cook-Off growing up?
Yes.
That's Cooper City.
Really?
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Okay. Yes, I went to Chili Cook-Off. Okay. I went 1 year. It was freaking amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, RIP.
Wait, they're not doing it anymore?
No, I don't think so. The festival got bought out.
Oh, there you go.
We got an offer a couple years ago to go down there and podcast and
cook chili.
No, but like
nobody eats a chili. We just watched the performers, I feel like.
But I did before it closed. I got to play it with Luke, and we opened for Brooks and Dunn, which was
sick. Hell yeah. I went the year that Kane actually played. That was like 2019, 2020.
Sick.
It was sick. I was
pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2019 probably.
The good old days.
Literally.
Hey, we're back to the good old days.
Yeah.
Hey, feels great. Cheers. Yeah, cheers to that.
I'll drink to that.
Sorry for the lip gloss, everyone.
That's fine. No, health, wealth, and happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Florida too, but I just go to the beach towns, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the beach towns, like beach bumming it for the week is so fun. Mm.
It's too hot down there. I like wearing like this cool jacket that I have, you know? And you can't ever do that, ever.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be ass in the water, toes in the sand.
Yeah.
Oh, we should write that.
I think someone did.
They did. I quoted it. Isn't it Zach Brown?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Little do you know that Zach Brown's kind of what got me into country music. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like 2012, the Foundation album, that album like opened my brain. I listened to country music before, but it was like my dad's music. And then I was like, wait, this is country music?
That's insane.
And then I just went down the rabbit hole from there.
I love that.
And everything else is history.
That record is insane. Yeah. It's like FGL's first record where like every song is just a fucking banger.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. And honestly, the second record I may like better, as crazy as that sounds, because that first record meant so much to me when the second record came out. I was like, I mean, of course it's not going to be as good.
Yeah.
No, it was just as good. It was just a little bit more like heartfelt and different tone. Mm-hmm. But man,
is that Colder Weather on the second record? Yeah, and the Chicken Fried on the first record.
Yeah, song I still play on the beach with my pub sub.
Why not? Mm-hmm.
I had a pub sub for lunch today, and
did it not make your mood the best
ever? Oh yeah,
were you
I'm
not
doing great.
Geared and ready for the rest of the day?
I'm ready for the pod. I'm ready for my Guinness tonight. And the lady was like, "Are you a Publix member?" I'm like, "I'm from Florida. Of course I'm a Publix member." And then she was like, "Hell yeah!"
I just put my parents' phone number in for all of those cards. You know
I put
what
my
I mean?
Mom's in for Walgreens.
Yeah. I'm like, I probably have one of these, but
yeah.
I'm never going to use the points, and my parents definitely will.
You remember at Cigars Abbey, Smokers Abbey, so that's all that matters.
That's true, yeah.
I don't even know what that is. You guys lost me there.
We like cigars, me and Kurt.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We're cigar, like, I would say close to fiends, almost.
Yeah, you're too good at singing to do
yeah,
it.
Don't do that.
I've done them. I'm Cuban. I've done them. They're not my favorite.
Okay, maybe you can get, they probably won't hurt you too much.
We'll smoke cigars with your dad. You know, that'd be great.
He doesn't even like them. It's me and my grandpa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll smoke cigars with your grandpa. That'd
We've definitely had done pods. Like, we had Emma Zink on the pod, and then we just went to Cigar Smokers Abbey right afterwards.
Yeah.
And smoked.
It's cool. The thing I say about cigars is, like, where you will talk to your friends on the phone for an hour and a half, this is the boy version of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like video games and cigars and golf. Or the boy version of, like, venting to your friends.
As soon as the weather gets good, I'm losing my boyfriend at the golf on Saturday.
That's how it works.
But we have girls' days, and we'll go, when the boys go, the boyfriends all go to golf, all the girlfriends are like, we're going to the mall, we're going to go get drinks. So, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you need time apart to make the time together even
absolutely,
more important.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so true. I went to the mall in my parents' hometown, and it is so weird. It was like 99% empty, and it's just like so strange to be in a mall. And then I was actually at Green Hills today. I've had a busy day. And and of course, Green Hills is different. It's like recession proof or something over there because it's all like diamond brokers and stuff. But like, but like being in an actual like mall where it's so strange. I don't know. It gives me this like, almost like an ick feeling of how like desolate it is.
Really?
In like these like small town malls. Yeah, it's like all antique mall, empty antique mall.
Dang. Green Hills is insane.
Green Hills is wild.
It's so packed all the time. Every time I go, I try to go in the morning thinking there's not going to be all the rich moms in the morning. And I'm like, okay, afternoon, all the teenagers are out of school. I'm like, you just got to go when you got to go, and you got to fight for your life.
Yeah.
When you go there, it's so dramatic.
Where are you going to park? I don't know, but it's going to be far away.
Literally.
Yeah. I like that place, Cava.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That place is so good.
Cava's so good.
This has nothing to do with music. I love it. I don't know why.
Chit chats with Kat. and
hey, we're just chatty Cathy's having our little drink. This is like girls' night, you know?
You guys are in for a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I in for a treat? I don't know.
No, we are. We are. Yeah, definitely. The treats are for sure.
The Green Hills Mall, I feel like the only thing I can afford there is to get my iPhone fixed. Like,
wait, you get your iPhone? Oh, wait, there is an Apple there. I was like, wait, where do you go?
Other than that, I like go into a store that I feel like I could buy something at, and I was like, nope, can't buy anything here.
Well, next to Trader Joe's, there's a great cigar spot. Yeah. Nashville Cigar, very good.
I love Trader Joe's.
Yeah, me too.
That's same. So I love great. Trader
it's so good. Wish it kind of gives culty a little bit, but in a good way.
Yeah, I'm cool with a good cult.
Yeah.
As long as there's not any like, bad stuff that they're trying to like talk me into, I'm cool with it.
I'm like, as long as you guys are nice, like I'm just going to buy the stuff and leave. Like, thanks for your...
Okay.
I'll buy the $4 bag. It's fine.
What was the last concert you went to?
Oh, Casey Musgraves at Pinnacle.
How was Pinnacle first?
Pinnacle was... I think it was pretty sick. I was definitely not what I was expecting. It was like all standing.
Really?
Yes. I didn't see any chairs there. We didn't see any chairs there. It was all standing, but it was beautiful.
Is definitely it multi-level?
Yes.
I haven't been to Pinnacle yet.
It looks beautiful. Cool from the outside.
It's crazy because it's like on the upper deck of Nashville.
Yeah.
It feels like a little bit like Chicago. Like there's the upper deck. And it's all pretty. Nobody's really gotten a chance to.
They haven't degenerated too much in there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's really pretty.
How's the sound?
It was pretty good. I'm looking at Jess. I'm like, hey, how was the sound? I think it was great. The Angels are saying yes.
Yeah.
I would love to see Casey live again. I haven't seen her since we did like a show with her 2018, like the European C2C thing.
She's gorgeous and her sound is
I like her new record ethereal. A lot. I love it. Yeah.
I like all of her records. I mean, from same trailer, different park all the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool too because her sound has developed. Right?
Oh yeah.
Like you can hear it from record to record changing, which is cool, but it still all feels cohesive too, which I think is sometimes like when you're changing as much as she has, it's almost like hard to do that and everything still sound where you, if you listen in a row, cohesive. You're like, oh yeah. So I think she did a really good job with that.
Yeah. I feel like she's never going to age.
Yeah.
Whatever potion she's taking, I think I need to start taking because she's, working good. Yes, it is.
I heard her sing at the Zach Bryan show. That song they have together is a smash.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. That was fun.
Great. Last time I saw her full show was when all of the guys in the band had like the light bulbs on their outfits. Do you remember that?
Whoa.
Yes.
I think they were like all dressed in pink. And
that's kind of
like nudie suits.
Yeah, like nudie suits. But the nudie suits had like legitimate light bulbs on them. It was wild.
I've never played for an artist where like I had a uniform. I would always just.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of like Morgan's guys wear like the mechanic suits and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's Carly Pierce has her guys like in bolo ties and they dress dapper and stuff. But it'd be cool to wear like have a nudie suit that's like made for you.
Mm.
I feel like that would be pretty fun.
And it makes you guys, I feel like, feel better and cool. Like you're a part of it.
I would wear this on stage. Like good band t-shirt, Kentucky Headhunters. Nick picked the shirt out for me when we were. Thrift shopping recently.
Heck yeah.
Vintage store shopping.
Yes, it was a vintage store. Yeah.
If you found that at thrift, we'd be that's gold.
I mean, yes. It was $30 though, which is like fine price.
Yeah. There's a vintage shop over here in Donelson, Ugly Duckling.
Never heard of it.
It's little, it's cool, but it has like lots of t-shirts and stuff. There's not a ton of like girl clothes. It's more like
boys. Yeah. Boys Unite.
There's a little bit of girl stuff, but it's more like t-shirts and you know, vintage sportswear kind of vibes.
I love that.
But I'll go in there because, I mean, you're in there for 3 minutes and you're done. You know, you're just like, okay, leave.
Yeah.
I like shopping, but I don't shopping for like 75 hours.
You do like shopping.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I love shopping. And yes, I'm an efficient shopper. I'm like in and out. I don't like just like if I don't find anything, I'm like, okay, we're going to Cava or we're going to get a coffee somewhere. Like, I'm tired.
What do you like shopping for?
Come on. Do you really want to? Makeup, clothes, shoes, nail stuff.
Nick's shopping is like ironic band t-shirts, sneakers.
Yes. And
you are a sneaker guy.
I'm like not like a rich sneaker guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, this definitely is kind of silly looking.
They're sick though. Like they're unique. I never see. Yeah. I've never seen anybody with the kind of sneakers that you wear, but the only person that I could ever see rocking them is you.
That's why. When Nick, I was.
Sorry, go ahead.
When I was a kid, we didn't have that much money. It's not like we were poor. We just didn't have that much money. So I would always get like the shoes that were on sale, and I would get like the the royal blue color of the shoes, you know, just to like silly.
I love that.
So like ugly shoes were kind of my thing, even from when I was like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
People would make fun of me, and I'm like, it doesn't look like all the rest of you idiots that have the exact same pair of shoes.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know? So that's,
dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of developed over time.
That's like coat of many colors, but Nick's cheap shoes or something.
They're not that cheap anymore, though.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like you definitely have, like, expensive sneakers.
Yeah. I don't have, like, any $1,000 sneakers, but, I mean...
Well, that's you being smart with your money.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. Let's not get crazy here.
He's got this fourth, like, Limp Bizkit hoodie or whatever.
I'm like, I could use this Limp Bizkit hoodie, of course, you know?
Yeah.
Voice justification, yeah.
Yeah. But I also like to just buy silly stuff.
So true.
Yeah, just... And
quirky stuff?
Yeah, just, like... If I see a ridiculous shirt and it's not even for me, like if it reminds me of someone, I'll just buy it. You know, I'm like, here, I got this for you at a random time throughout the year.
That's
not
how
at
I
your
am
birthday.
Too.
Just like here.
That's how I am.
I saw this. Like if Kurt wasn't there and I saw that shirt, I would have bought it.
Really?
But he was there, so he bought it.
Yeah.
But like that's just well,
my
not good.
My coolest jacket I have Nick bought me, really? And it's like an Alan Jackson tour jacket, and it's black and it's got that's like sick. Embroidered on the back. It is so sick. Every time I wear it, people stop me to like photograph it.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's obscene.
But if it was one size stuff. Bigger, Nick would have kept it for himself probably.
Oh, I have one. It's in my size.
Oh. Okay.
He's like, really? Actually, I got. Yeah. We're matching. Well, thanks. Yeah. Just didn't tell you guys were matching.
Yeah. But I just see stuff and I'm like, someone will like.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I like trinkets and stuff like that.
Yep.
Uh oh, airplane mode.
Sorry, newbie. Can you tell?
No.
First podcast ever.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
yeah. Well, thanks for doing it with us.
Thank you guys for.
You're
having
a natural.
Me.
You should have your own podcast.
Yeah.
I talk a lot. I do.
This is what the world needs is more podcasts.
Literally, the thing about me is like if I know you, I'm like super comfortable and I will talk. But if I'd never met you before, I'm literally mute.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not the one to like go out and talk to new people.
Interesting.
I feel like you know that about me. Like I know you, and I'm like, hey.
I've never seen you mute, but usually we're having, you know, this we're at the bar.
Yeah.
That's what. This might be the first time we've seen each other outside of the bar.
No, literally.
Or like, well, we at the Sony event.
Yeah, but that's like work.
But that's kind of the bar. Yeah. We were at the bar.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? Did I? Oh, I didn't think I drank because Nikki did. Nikki took a fake shot and I took a fake one. Did I take a fake one? I don't know.
Matt.
The world will never
she
know.
Took a fake one. She was being good. I'll just say
that it. Night I had those high rises.
Oh my god. Listen.
Yeah.
Those will send you into orbit. Yeah, those will send you into orbit.
I very much like high rises. Very, very much.
They're really good.
When we were in Key West last year.
No. I'm scared.
We had high rise was down there with you guys with Sony. And so they were like, well, like you guys want to like have high rise at the event? I'm like, yeah, we'll see if the bar will bring it in. So the bar we were hosting at brought it in and we were like kind of giving them away the people playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a bunch left. And so like at the end, we just had so much high rise and I was like, well, let's see where this goes.
Where did it go?
In your belly.
I got very high. Yeah.
And were you hungover the next day or?
No. The only thing with high rise, if you have, you should have two of them. That's the perfect amount. Two's great. You'll be a little bit buzzed, but not like overwhelmed, right?
What?
Well, you probably don't smoke.
No.
Yeah. Well, then you should have a half of one.
I had two one time thinking that it wasn't going to do anything, and I literally felt like death.
Yeah.
Like well, death came
upon
me. It's
like an edible a little bit.
I don't even know.
Exactly. So I smoke a little bit. So for me, two is perfect. You know, it's like if you have too many, it gives you dry mouth the next day.
Oh, cotton mouth.
Like weed. Yikes.
That's better than what I'll get drinking Guinness and Jameson's. Yeah.
I drank on my birthday and I was tired for like 3 days after. And I wasn't even like hammered.
I like the CBD beers. Ones because if I had like a stressful day at the studio, stressful day, just singing a ton and like work stuff, I'll get home and I'm like, I have one and I feel good. It's like it just calms you down. Or I'll have a tea. Same thing. It gets like the same thing as having like a hot tea before you go to bed.
Yeah. I can't do that. Caffeine.
No, you herbal get night tea. Night tea.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I said night night. Yikes.
Yeah, no, but they also have like what is that tea that like it's like poo poo tea or whatever?
Definitely not called that. It's probably like stomach something.
Yeah, it's called like the three ballerinas tea.
The hot girl tea.
Yeah. Skinny girl or something.
That's a different kind of tea.
Poop yourself then. I don't know.
Have you? If you seem like you've had experience in that.
Not me personally, but my. One of my roommates, I'm not going to call him out right now, was going through some gastrointestinal issues. So I just
that's a whole different kind of podcast.
Yeah. Oh boy.
How do we get here? I don't know, but why don't we talk about
music
for a little
Let's
bit?
Do it. Yes.
Honestly, sometimes the best podcasts to start like that.
Poo-poo tea.
Then you're really comfortable, you know.
Oh, I've been. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the EP.
Let's do it.
So you got to release your, is this like the debut EP?
This is the debut EP. This is the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we talk about it?
It's so insane. Mm-hmm. I cannot even wrap my head around it. I feel like it's been 2 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
And now, bless you. Oh,
Thank you.
Wasn't even a sneeze.
Okay.
But bless you. It he just did the prayer thing. It's been 2 years in the making and it's literally, I tell everybody, because they're like, what does this mean to you? And all this stuff. And I'm like, it's my healing journey from start to finish.
Yeah.
The first one is I don't. And it just talks about me choosing myself in a situation that was not good for me. Mm-hmm. And starting the healing journey and then to happiest ever been where I am now. And I don't know. And I wrote it and I configured it that way so that it would tell the story and that people can go through it with me. You know, and just feel a connection in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's a lot of Spanish on there too.
Hey. Yeah.
So leaning into the Spanish roots.
Absolutely. So I grew up in a Cuban American household. My grandparents did not speak a lick of English. My parents did, but they didn't speak to me in English. They wanted Spanish my first language. Mm-hmm. And then I learned English going to school. Mm-hmm. In Miami, if you're from Florida, you know, mm-hmm. it's a melting pot. Absolutely. There's all kinds of different people you are around. And I don't know. I just grew up listening to Garth Brooks and like then on the other spectrum, I would listen to like Shakira or my grandparents really liked Celine Dion, believe it or not.
She's amazing.
And Andrea Bocelli. But they didn't even understand what she was saying. And they were like, oh, she's incredible. And mm-hmm. Andrea Bocelli, they're like, we love him. And they'd put like his like, because he'd do these shows and like the pretty parts of Italy or whatever. I don't know. They'd put their shows on the screen and that's what they would listen to. And I just had, oh. That would have been bad. I grew up listening to all sorts of those things, but mostly my grandfather was like a Cuban cowboy, we call him, and he would listen to all Western, old Western movies and like old country, like Johnny Cash kind of. And yeah. then I got the English element from him, and then also my grandma putting like Celia Cruz, which is like the, she's like the Cuban goddess of mm-hmm. music. So mm-hmm. I had both.
Sick.
And I was like, I gotta stay true to me if I'm gonna do the country thing. And growing up, there was no representation. Like, I didn't see any girls like that look like me or spoke like me in country music. And I was like, hey, if I can be that for somebody else and open that door, that'd be sick. Mm-hmm. So I was like, might as well do it.
Yeah.
I feel like in the last, you know, 10 or 15 years since I've been here, I'm seeing it more and more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that's just like, I feel like, there's more people and country as a genre is growing.
Okay.
Nick would say like the lane that is country is widening.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's definitely more avenues for people to do their own thing within this genre. And like my buddy, Sammy Arriaga.
I love Sammy. He's the best.
Yeah. And so I've played on some stuff for him where he's done like, he calls it like Spanglish versions where it's like half, you know, like half English, half Spanish.
That's the Miami language.
Yeah, no doubt. And one thing I was like, how hard is it to translate? Because when you're translating a song, you're not just literally copying the words over. I don't know if there's something that if you haven't listened to a Spanglish song, they don't just like go on like Google and say translate this and that's the lyrics.
I wish it was that easy.
Because you have to rhyme everything, and so it's got to be a lot really difficult to translate stuff, right?
It is super hard to translate. And it, honestly, I wouldn't even call it translating. I think you write, it's almost like another layer to the onion of the story because it's not word for word. You get to add other, like, it's almost like adding textures to a painting. I don't know, you add different things to mm-hmm. it. And that's what I love about what I do.
Is there an example? Because I don't speak Spanish. I wish I did. And I should have learned when I was a kid or now. But is there an example of like how a lyric could change from like the translation, I guess?
Oh my gosh, I've never been asked that question. Yes. So my song Left Right, it's left, right, left, right. In Spanish, we said se fue, which means he left. Because you can't do left, right, because izquierda, derecha, it doesn't sound right. It sounds really funky town USA. So we didn't want that, but we're like, we want it to still sound like a bop when we're singing it.
Yeah.
So, but kind of give the same message, but not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Se fue is like, he left, but in Spanish sounds sick. If I would have said left, right in Spanish, it would have been izquierda, derecha, and they'd be like, ugh.
Sounds clunky.
I would have gotten shot down by my Latin community.
Can sure. I have you translate something on the spot and see if you can?
Let's do it.
All right, so I'm going to take Luke Bryan just because I was thinking what's like something easy. Sit right here and drink a beer. So obviously cerveza is that right? That's gotta be harder.
That
rhyme.
Is beer. You got that one.
Okay. Yeah. So, but it's like here doesn't rhyme with beer in Spanish, I assume.
So if I'm directly translating, I'd be like, "No vamos a sentar aquí y tomarnos otra cerveza en México," which is like, "I'm gonna sit right here, have another beer in Mexico."
Okay. Yeah.
But it doesn't sing that well, so you would have to kind of like switch around some words. And
yeah.
I definitely don't do the translation on. Hold on, English is hard for me today. Spanish brain is talking. I definitely don't do the translations on my own. I have a girl, her name is Erica Ender. She's incredible, and she wrote Despacito.
Despacito.
Smash.
We love her. Smash, literally.
So I was going to ask if you are doing that yourself, so you have collaborators.
Absolutely. She's incredible, and she's helped me so much. And I feel like Cuban Spanish is kind of slangy. So we don't say things the right way. So she helps me stay on track and say the proper words for what they're supposed to be.
So does she like get publishing on the Spanglish version, but not the original?
Yes.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because she's writing something completely different. She wasn't a part of the English one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys written together just regular or?
No, we haven't.
That'd be cool too. Because like you could maybe even, I feel like there's kind of be this world where like the country music is going to enter this dance world too. There's got to be a lane for that, oh, right? Yeah.
100%. And I she's the first person that I ever used and was able to work with for translations. Mm-hmm. And I want to like get to like see who else is out there and more people to like, because everybody has their own kind of ways of doing things and like they mm-hmm. have different takes on it. So I would be excited to get to translate with more people.
Yeah. So when you're writing them, you wrote them all in English first. Yeah. Cool.
I don't think I've ever written one in half Spanish and half English, but not to say that I'm not gonna.
Have you written in full Spanish?
That was gonna be my next question.
Yeah.
So we'll write the whole song in English and then we'll send it off to Erica Queen. And then she, I sound like such a girl talking right now. Can you tell we had girls night not that long ago?
Yes.
I'm picking up on the wording.
Girls night right now.
Girls, literally, girls night. What time is it? I guess. Girls night. We'll send it to her and then she'll kind of like put her wording on there and then I'll take it. And I'm like, hold on, no. I want it to stay kind of true to how I speak as well in Spanish and not, I want it to still sound like me. I don't want it to sound like a robot.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it and I'm like, okay, I'm going to fix this word. And I say this more like this. And I don't really resonate with this. So it's like a collaborative thing up until the end. And then we turn it into what it is.
It's kind of like when I read like Nicki would write like an album review, like on his website. And I'm like, it just sounds like you talking, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
if you're going to be singing it, especially songs that are so intensely personal.
Right.
Lyrically, it has to match that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Does she live in town or?
No, she lives in a bunch of different places, I feel like.
When you get that Desposito money, you can live wherever you want to live.
She's killing it right now.
Yeah, no doubt. How cool.
Yeah, she's great.
That was the one thing I was like, that sounds hard. I was listening to the record and I'm like, how do you do that?
And even singing it in the studio, I feel like it like you have to use, I feel like, I don't know if this is scientifically correct, so do not quote me, but I feel like I use different parts of my brain and it's some days are easier than others to get to do it. And the more I do it, the more I'm better at it. But living in Nashville, I'd never speak in Spanish.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's from Michigan. He does not speak a lick of Spanish. So I don't really use my Spanish down here. Whenever I go to Florida visit my grandparents is when I use it.
Yeah.
So whenever I get to go in the studio, it's almost like, oh, gotta take the rust off, use some WD-40 and get back to work.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandmother, she's the sweetest, but she lived in Turkey and was born in Armenia and then learned English later in life. And then when she got older, she didn't speak with as many Turkish people, but like never like was like super solid English speaker, you know? So she was just kind of like forgetting everything.
That's like my grandma.
Yeah. But I could understand her completely fine. Yeah. But my buddies would come over and be like, I'm like, she's saying, hey, do you want something to eat? You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, like I do. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always interesting, too. Like, my friend had Italian grandparents that didn't speak a lick of English. And I just thought they were yelling at us all the time. And he's like, well, they're mostly yelling at you guys.
Like, half and half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like, abagoo. I don't even know what that means. You know what that means?
I think it's just meat. I don't know.
Yeah, some sort of deli. We'll have to get Matt over here to answer it.
Yeah, Matt would answer that.
He's from Long Island.
I think it's like salted meats. Maybe specifically salted meats, but I'm not 100% sure on
Yikes.
That.
Some deli thing.
I think it's like a slang term for like a salami style meats.
Okay.
I could be wrong with that.
Sounds better than what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Sounds like a mobster hit or something. Like
the gabagoo.
Yeah. Hey, I'm about to gabagoo you.
It sounds like a spooky movie or something like that. The gabagoo.
Yeah. Like it sounds goblin. like a cheesy Halloween movie about
Adam Sandler Halloween movie.
Maybe it is. Who knows?
So you're talking about your Spanish brain, English brain. When you're cutting vocals, that's got to be as hard as it is for you. I'm sure, like production wise, that's got to be hard too, right?
Yes.
Like your producer, like does he speak Spanish?
No. So my producer's Nathan Chapman. He does not speak Spanish, but he's so sonically, it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
He played mostly, if not every single instrument on the record.
Dang.
Like it's insane.
Piano. So there's a lot of piano.
Yes.
So he played piano.
Yeah.
There's steel guitar.
Yes, he know everything.
Did he play steel guitar?
Yep. You know, he's...
Fuck
he's,
that guy.
He's literally, like, the most unreal person ever. He's like... I call him my music dad. He's like... I'm so inspired by him every single day, and getting to work with him is like...
Okay, I need blessing. To meet him and be his friend.
Oh, you're going to be besties with him. He's... Everybody that meets him loves him. And he's cool. So talented.
I've seen his name, like, on production notes a lot.
He did before. A lot of stuff with Taylor Swift. Her early stuff. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And because I play steel guitar... And
you were like, what?
And I was like, this is great. I wonder who played on the record. Now I know. And you know, the link I have is from Sony, so it didn't have the credits on it like Apple Music.
You guys got the
early
pre-link.
Yeah.
We're cool.
Yeah.
So he worked with Taylor Swift. Did he tell you any Taylor stories that you can share on the pod?
No.
Can't share them, but they're really cool, and he only speaks like
of course.
Incredible things about her, and like, I don't know. They were really cool hearing them from his perspective, but like, I don't want to share them. I don't know. Like,
no, they don't.
I won't, but he said that she's incredible and she's such a freaking boss woman. So, yeah. I hope to meet her one day.
Me too. We have to have her on the pod.
Yeah.
That'd be insane. I'm sure this,
we need a SWAT team to like,
probably.
Yeah, defend us here because all the Swifties would find us or something.
Little Swifties.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter is like the popping now too. She's coming back. She just did. We saw her. It was in October, I think she came. Incredible. She was so good.
Great
She's
show.
So cute. She looks Hard like Betty Boop.
Yeah, she does look like Betty Boop.
She's 5 feet. She's like tiny. On stage, she looks like a little Polly Pocket. But I'm also 5'10 ogre of a woman.
No.
So
no.
I'm huge. I'm like, roar.
In Miami, you're probably regular height.
Hell no. In Miami, I'm literally in Miami, I'm like above average. Everybody's like, whoa, I'm a Zonian woman over here.
How tall are your parents?
She's a mutant. My mom's like tiny, she's like 5'1", and then my dad's like 6 feet.
6 feet.
My brother's like 5'9", and then I'm the tall one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Love it.
I remember meeting your parents, I think like when you play one of our events.
They're so cutesy. We love them.
Oh, they're great. They were just all smiles the entire time.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard, I can't remember whose song it was, but it's about like, how a tall girl had written a song about how she couldn't wear her high heels because her boyfriend was made him uncomfortable or something, and now she like
guess what that happened to me too back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
The person that the songs are about didn't like when I wore high heels because I was taller than him, but the boyfriend now, Mr. Mark, I wear my high heels and he loves them because he's still taller than me, but even if I was taller than him, he loves it. So
yeah,
that's how you know, wear the heels around them, and if they feel uncomfortable, blocked. Next.
Yeah. Red next. Flag.
Red flag.
Heard. Gotcha. Well, let's go down the list of songs if you want and kind of give us a little little teasers and tell people what to listen for and all that.
Let's do it. Okay. Yeah. List of songs. Hold on a second.
I don't. Spanglish version.
Ooh. So, I don't. It's a song. It's we took it from when people get married, they say I do.
Right, I've heard that.
Wait, you've heard that before? Somebody else has written it? No, I'm just kidding.
No, not I haven't heard I don't, but I've heard that I do hear that people say I do before.
Yes. So we took the spin off of that, me, Robin Dillinto, and Emma Klein, and we were like, all this stuff happened. You did say I do at the beginning, but now it's to the point that the best thing to do is say I don't.
Yeah.
And choose yourself in that situation. So we wrote that. And all my songs, truthfully, the way they were written was like a therapy session for me.
Yeah.
We all sat together. We talked about our life experiences, and like songwriting sessions are therapy sessions. Truthfully, you get to sit down with your friends and you talk about life and you talk about what you're writing about. Some days it's a therapy session for you. Some days it's a therapy session for them or for everybody. And this one was definitely the first one that I wrote that I was like, oh damn, I've left my heart on for everybody to hear. But I wanted to do, the way I wrote them like that for a reason, because I want people to connect on like the purest form of that.
Yeah.
Is this a song that you could have written with new people, or is it something you had to write with like
your
homies?
I had to write with my girls. Yeah. For sure. I had to write with them.
Who'd you write that with?
Robin Dillinto and Emma Klein.
Cool.
They're both insane. They're so talented.
Yeah. And then left, right.
Cole Miracle and Austin Taylor Smith. And they've known me from before The Reckoning. That sounds so bad. But they knew me beforehand, and then they got to know me for me after the fact. And they were like, we need to write a spicy song. And I was like, I'm ready. And by no means did I ever want this record to be a diss that's not what I wanted at all. There's no shots being fired anywhere. It's like, this is just what I was feeling in the moment. My life story, my healing journey that I want other girls and guys to be able to heal with me through. Yeah. Like that, this record is what helped me get through what I got through. And I want that to be the same for everybody else. So it was just like, every time we got in the writing room, I'm like, there's no dissing. We're just speaking facts. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like, oh, like some girls write songs and it's like, even though I don't, it's probably, but not intentionally, guys. I'm just writing my feelings. And then Left Right was more like a cheeky, still a sad song, but it's like cheeky. It's like left, right. He left the wrong way, but left, right. Mm-hmm. Like left foot, right foot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that was like the cheeky way of saying it's right, talking about a sensitive subject.
Yeah. Well, I think it's cool how you talk about that, how it's like, here's the English version, and then that doesn't necessarily play into exactly how you can say it in Spanish. I think that's super cool too.
Yeah, and the Spanish girls know what's up.
Yeah.
And guys.
Yeah.
I gotta learn Spanish to really appreciate this record. Even extra.
Yeah.
Yes. I just think it sounds pretty in Spanish.
Thanks.
I took Spanish in college and I dated a girl that was half Puerto Rican for like 5 years.
You told me about this.
Yeah. So like I knew more Spanish back then, but I mean that was like when I was 25 and I'm old as hell now.
You're not old as hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
She would definitely like get slightly too drunk and then just start like only speaking in Spanish. I think mostly just to mess with me. But, you know.
That's definitely what it was.
It comes out.
Yeah.
That's like my mom sometimes. She'll get a little more Southern, you know, as the night, as it gets later in the night.
It's like me when I hang out with my West Virginia friends. They get so Southern. I'm like, huh? What are you saying? I need Google Translate. Mm-hmm.
That's close to like where I grew up is like West Virginia area.
Yeah.
So my accent has a little bit of the Pittsburgh, but it also has a little bit of that West Virginia in it.
We need to get you drunk enough to hear Southern.
Oh, well, I used to work at a call center. That was like my first job outside of college.
Really?
And they were like, where in the South are you from? And I was like, Pittsburgh. You know?
I love that.
But I just had like a little bit of, I guess what they would consider like a Southern draw at that point.
Yeah.
They were like, you talk a little slow. And I was like, really?
It's because I'm Southern.
Yeah.
It's because I'm eating biscuits and gravy all day long.
Those are incredible. Yeah. I didn't have those until I moved here.
Biscuits and gravy.
Cuban food, though.
Oh, yeah. There's this place called Soy Cubano that's on the Wash in East Nashville. See? It's rubbing off on me. There she is. In East Nashville, and it is the best Cuban food ever. He's from the same part of Miami that I'm from.
It's somewhat new.
Maybe.
You know what I love, though, is... Cuban coffee.
Okay, if you go over there, we love you, Javier, but the Cuban coffee, you don't get more than one. Like, you're literally
They always are. Yeah.
Strong. No, like the iced one, I'm Cuban and I'm like used to like high amounts of caffeine. That will literally zoot you for the rest of the day.
Burrell will love it.
Yes.
He'll
love it. We went to Key West and we went to that Cuban coffee shop every morning.
Oh, hell yeah. Get the cafecitos?
Oh, yeah. Burrell would just crush them.
Yeah,
and he'd get one in the middle.
Matt's
of the
day. like a force of nature. He's insane. Yeah, I love him.
There's like if an espresso is like that much, the Cuban coffee is like this much, and this much of it is sugar. Sometimes, you know. I used to work in Fort Lauderdale. I would go for lunch, and they would give you like a thing, and you just pour out little cups for everyone in the office, and get you through that 2:30 snooze kind of a vibe.
Honestly, I like that format better because, for whatever reason, like coffee like makes my like. Joints hurt.
Wait.
Yeah. What? I don't know. It's weird. Like my knees and elbows, it's probably from playing football that they're all bad.
But I'm like, are you sure it's the coffee or it's bodily impact?
Well, I've tried it with thinking like, okay, is this really what's doing it?
Yeah.
And it is.
Damn.
It doesn't always happen every time I drink coffee, but some coffee will like make my joints hurt. I don't know. Whatever. Dang. But in the smaller portions, like an espresso or like the Cuban coffee where I'm just drinking a little bit, it doesn't really do it as much. Probably because it's less like total coffee, I imagine.
It'll still give you a kick in the butt, but it's less.
Sends you to the moon.
I know.
I mean, when we were down in Key West, that's like the only thing that keeps you running. Yeah. Those little Cuban coffees.
Literally.
I want to talk more about the record after I talk about ham croquettes also.
Croquettes? Did he just call it a croquette?
Is that what are those things called?
No, it's croqueta. Oh. He said croquette. I've never heard of that in my life. We're going to fix that
now. Not very Cuban, but we're working on it.
Croqueta.
Croqueta. And the in guava.
No.
He's trying. Yeah.
He's
I'm pastries.
Not just me and Nikki talking for the rest of the week.
Oh, I'm trying. I just used to eat a lot of Cuban food, and they can cook down there.
Dude, it's and his croquetas. So the soy cubano, so good. Everything, the empanadas, everything. I kind of want to go after this. I know we probably. Yeah. I'm dressed too much for it. I like going in like sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just in the sandwiches.
Oh, the Cuban sandwiches. Yeah. Oh, so good.
So good.
Okay. All right. Let's get back on this record here.
That Girl.
So, That Girl, we wrote that one. So, I'm with Warner Chappell for publishing. Mm-hmm. And they do these really cool camps. And they had contacted me. They're like, hey, do you want to come to the Opry camp? We're writing at the Opry for like 3 days. And I was like, sick. What?
Hell yes.
And I was like, oh, where, how, what, when? I'm here. And it was in the back rooms of the Opry, like the dressing rooms. Each one was like full of writers.
That's sick.
And I remember they don't tell you who you're writing with. I just walk in and I see the names on it and I see Rhett Atkins and I was like, shut the hell up. Shut the hell up right now. I was like, there's no way.
I saw his name on this. I was wondering how this happened.
That cool. Warner, the gods were in my paper. The Lord was like, hey, here. I walk in. He's in there. He's like, hey, how are you? Super sweet. And then KK Johnson, which I love her as well. Her and her siblings have a band, Track 45. So good. And I remember we sat down and I was just talking to them about my life story and like just who I was, even though KK already knew. So she was like, caught up. Mm-hmm. And he was like, damn, it seems like you're not that girl anymore. And I'm like, I'm not that girl anymore. I'm who I've always meant. Hold on. English is hard. I am who I've always wanted to be now. I was trying to fit a mold that I wasn't, but I was also 19 years old.
Yeah.
What the heck did I know?
Yeah.
And now I feel like I'm grateful for that. I wouldn't change it because I'm the woman who I am now for it. But I'm like, I'm not that girl anymore. I'm not that girl that lets other people step on her and doesn't know who she is and doesn't know what she wants. I'm like, I'm the one that does know. I'm the one in the driver's seat now. And that's where that came from. And it was like, he is such a manly man, but it was like so fun. And he was so youthful and it just felt like a good time. It felt like what this is, like girls' night. It's what it felt like. That's where the best songs are written. It's just like hanging out with your friends. And we were using there was a piano in our room.
Yeah.
It was perfect. That song is like, it's going to go down as one of my favorite songs ever. Also, not only because I wrote it with Rhett Atkins, but because of the moment that we had. And like people would walk by because they had the Opry, like they were still doing the tours. And then they would be like, because he was in there. And I'm like,
they're probably pointing at you.
Heck no. I'm just Kat. I don't know. I feel like, and the people will come take pictures with me, and I'm like, I still get in shock. I'm like, you want a picture of me? Like the other day I was at Luke Combs' bar, and I was line dancing. My boyfriend and I went out with our friends, and we go to Luke Combs' bar, and we go dancing. Like, we're line dancing, doing the thing, and then people are like, somebody went like that, and I was like, I went like this. I literally went like this. I was like, who the heck is here? I thought like Luke Combs or whatever. And she's like, oh, I want to take a picture with you. And I was like, me? What? Cool.
All sweaty from like.
Oh, I was. Dude, I look tough. I look like I went through like torrential rain. Like I was sweating.
I wish we can overlay that photo right now.
I'm sorry. Maybe she has it somewhere.
I'm sure PR folks won't allow us.
Rachel's like, stop.
Yeah.
But they came up and took a picture with me, and I was like, that it's so sick. It'll never get old. I think it's the coolest thing to get to see people appreciate and like love the music that you bring out to the world, and that they connect with it too. Like that's. The reason I do music is one, because I love it, and two, because I want to connect with the world and I want to help everybody feel happy and use music as a healing thing. So, yeah. Yep.
Beautiful.
And Thanks, girl.
I think that's one of the cool things about like what you're talking about of the mixing of Spanish and English too, is again, like I remember listening to Spanish music, like the girl I dated was super into Juanes. Mm. So we listened to that all the time.
I love Juanes.
But I didn't know what the hell they were saying most of the time, right? I knew all the words, kind of. Like, yeah. I knew versions of the words, but mm-hmm. I didn't really understand. I knew words here and there enough to pick up, like, the vibe.
Yeah.
But I didn't really understand what was happening. So the version of, hey, here's the song that I have that is the English version.
Right.
But here's the, like, version of how I would sing it if I was back home kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. I think it's super cool.
It's, yeah. I love that people are loving the Spanglish version because it's the most. Whenever I came back into the music scene by myself, I wanted it to be the most authentic version of who I was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is who I've always been. I'm just going to do it. And if it doesn't work, at least I tried it. Yeah, and yeah. I was vulnerable enough to do that.
Yep.
And people are loving it. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah. I'm like, I want to do more of it. I'm like, yes, thank God that they're liking it. Cause, and also the community is just so cool. Like Latin America, I love them. They're incredible.
Are you approaching your career different, would you say, than like from a marketing standpoint or a touring standpoint, than someone that is just singing English? Like, are you trying to hit Miami Ooh. More than you would like Vermont or something?
Oh my goodness. I don't even, that's a really good question. Don't really know. I think we're gonna just see where the markets are that people love mm-hmm. it the most and connect with my music the most and go visit them. And I just can't wait to get to perform in front of them and get to like meet people, the people that love my music in person, and get to create that bond with them.
Yeah,
it'll be really cool.
Are you maybe like just doing a video where you're just singing, you know, on socials, like just in Spanish, and see if like. Then you go on your, I'm always thinking, not always, but sometimes thinking numbers, you know, it's like, hey, like Mexico City, there's maybe do a club show there or something. There's something.
Yeah.
You know,
so Zach, he works on our team, on my team as well. He's with UTA. He's the one, they look at all the analytics. Mm-hmm. They're like the scientists of all that stuff. And he's like, you're popping off in the Latin community. I'm like, thank God. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I love that. They're connecting with it. It worked because I was scared. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing the best I can. Mm-hmm. And to see that both sides are connecting is really, really cool.
I know Cody Johnson played in South America.
I love Cody Johnson.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's amazing. It was Brazil, so it's not the Spanish-speaking country, but...
Portuguese.
Yeah. But I'm like, I wonder when we're going to do that. You know, I play in Luke Combs' band. And so I'm like,
we love Luke.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for your line dancing, Bart. Sorry.
Yeah. And I'm like, I wonder when the genre is going to kind of break in that way, you know, because it's like Australia is huge for everyone now.
Mm-hmm.
And like we had Kit Moore on last week and he went in South Africa and played a stadium show. And, you know, in Western Europe, there's
C2C's happening right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's people are touring clubs over there and arenas Crazy. And stuff like that. And so I'm like, I want to, like, I'd love to go play in Japan. I don't know if there's a country scene over there.
There's got to be. I feel like country is worldwide now.
Yeah, I mean, it's Luke Combs. There's definitely fans.
Yeah, Luke is, like, the biggest.
But, like, wouldn't it be cool if you're like, hey, I'm going to South America for a month to go tour, you know, or something? And being one of the first artists to do that, I think would just be so cool.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it'd be sick.
So who knows? I'm not sure how to... market that or whatever, but I don't think anyone really does yet.
No,
you know,
it's groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. let's talk about Young again. Honestly,
this is the banger.
Yeah, I love this one.
Yeah. So I got married at a very young age, and I, from 19 till 23, I felt like I didn't really get to have like a normal youth.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got out of that situation. Is when I felt like I got to like be crazy and fun and hang out with my friends and
that's when we met you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We started going to Nick's rounds and stuff. Yeah.
And it just talks about getting your youth back and getting to enjoy it, but now being at the age that you don't need a fake ID and you can just be
mm-hmm.
and just be happy. And I don't know, I just freaking love that song. I don't really ever play my own songs in my car rides, but that one I do. I love that one.
Yeah.
It's got a great tempo and very feel good. I would say this would be the first one I would recommend people to check out.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
That's a lot of people's favorites.
Yeah. It's great. And it you talk about like how your stories make people feel. Mm-hmm. That makes you feel.
I love that.
Yeah.
The some of the lines in there are cheeky, but it's for a good reason.
Yeah.
We love a good cheeky line.
Honestly, yes. Love.
I mean, there's some of the cheekiest lines are in some of Luke's catalog, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
sure.
So we love it. It's fun. That'll definitely be the last song of the set, like kind of the up-tempo.
Most likely. Yeah. I can't wait to get to play live with like a band and everything. It's going to be so cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Happiest I've Been, which we kind of touched on already.
Yes. So that's the last one of the record. And I wrote that one with Josh Kerr and Peyton Porter. I love Josh Kerr. He's mm-hmm. the sweetest person ever. His baby's adorable. And his wife is so talented.
Mm-hmm.
See, girls, we love the backstory. I'm like, Josh Kerr, but here's his family. Mm-hmm. His whole family tree. We love him. We wrote that one. And it was obviously at the point in my life where like I was already fully healed from this all the stuff that happened. And I was like, now I'm living my new life and I'm getting to hang out with my friends. And I found who I was and I met the love of my life now. And I get to just be, and I don't have anybody or anything holding me back, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't know. I heard the record from top to bottom. Whenever the first night that it came out, I was listening to it. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe the girl that started this record to the girl that finished it is how we got here. But I'm so grateful for it. And happiest I've ever been is just talking about my life now and kind of leading up into the new stuff that will be coming out soon. So,
yeah, I love it. Well, we got to see Happy Cat, you know,
like, yeah,
that's who I met. You know,
which I'm honestly grateful because you wouldn't have liked the other one. Yeah. She was boring.
Well, we're happy to have the one we have.
I'm happy to be here. I'm Aww. Happy you guys get this out of me. Yeah. Oh, am I crying? No. Are you crying? You look like
I'm a little teared up right now.
Is the pop-up coming back up? No, I'm just kidding.
Kurt and I are definitely more cryy than we were in our younger years.
I'm a cryy person too. I feel like the older I get, the more cryy I am.
Let's have a group cry right now. Let's send this podcast off.
No.
Send the podcast off in a group cry session. Yeah.
We'll just have a good cheers instead. Yeah.
Yes. This is so cool. Like getting to finally have the music out. It's been 2 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
Like now being able to talk about it and not be like, oh, what can I say? What can I not say? It's like, here it is, guys. Let me know what you think. Hopefully you guys feel healed from it. Like I did, you know?
Well, we talk about one of the things that you hear the most on all of our podcasts are the most personal stories are the ones that mean the most mm-hmm. to the most people.
Yeah.
You know? So, and these are personal stories of yours.
Yeah. I didn't hold back. it's truthfully my heart. From the moment I picked up the pen and started writing with my friends to now, it was the whole trajectory of what healing was for me.
Yeah.
And I really, really hope that people can gain that and know that anything is possible. And even the dark days, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to live in the light with you.
Oh, I'm happy to be in the light with you guys and the Surfside. It's actually really good.
They're delicious. This peach green tea might be better than the regular one. I don't know.
The regular green tea one is kind of fire. It tastes like a Arnold Palmer. There we go.
Yeah, exactly what it tastes like.
Have you guys ever had a transfusion?
Like blood transfusion?
Whoa.
What's in it?
It's a golf drink. I thought you knew that. Mm. Am I testing you guys?
I don't know what they are.
Nick and I aren't really athletes, you know?
Yeah. I haven't been an athlete since
a lot of people think we are, but we're more of the nerds now, maybe.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I was in the marching band.
Transfusions.
It's a transfusion, yeah.
What's in it?
Oh my gosh, it's like grape juice.
Is it like a mixed drink?
Yeah, it's a mixed drink.
Oh.
They give in like on the golf course. It's really freaking
good.
Wait,
is that like a...
It's like my hyperfixation in the summertime now.
You don't even know what's in it.
No, I do.
All right, well, tell us then.
Hold on. I got you.
Vodka? What are we talking
about? No, so it's like, it's grape juice. It's, mm-hmm. I think you can put vodka or tequila in there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Sprite.
Oh, nice.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good. I also like cough syrup tasting things. It does not taste like cough syrup, but grape to some people tend to taste like that. My friend Abby Anderson, she did a master's party at her house, and that's where I tried it for the first time, and I was like, "Ooh, love it!" Now in the summertime by the pool, don't even question what I'm drinking; it's that.
I mean, it sounds good.
You guys gotta have one tonight. Oh, then you.
I'm drinking a Guinness tonight, and so are you.
No, literally, we're going to the bar after this and having Guinness.
The grape juice. My mom used to water down grape juice for us.
Whoa, why?
Well, just to make it last longer, there was four boys in the house.
Oh, fair.
So we would just crush grape juice. So she would just kind of mix it like 50-50 with water. So I remember drinking like full test grape juice, being like, ooh.
Full test. Full at 99 octane.
Yeah.
But, grape juice is pretty tart.
It is. And it's so good. I mean, it's I think my favorite juice.
Have y'all ever tried wine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's so good.
I have some in my fridge right now.
You should try it.
I love red wine. It doesn't love my body doesn't love it, but I love it.
Red wine makes me I feel like drunker on red wine than anything else.
Literally.
And like my teeth.
They feel like they're gonna shatter, right?
Yeah, they feel like they're numb or something.
I can hear your teeth on the podcast.
Yeah.
Did you guys know this is ASMR with Nick?
Yes.
Yeah, ASMR.
Podcast.
But I don't know what it is, but it like makes my teeth feel like almost like they're numb.
Mine feel brittle when I have it.
That makes sense.
And they also turn like dark red.
Yeah.
And I'm like
plum colored.
Plum colored. You plum. Said, sounds so proper.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had more than one drink.
This would be a different
different podcast.
Really gross.
We definitely won't be able to put it out.
Yeah.
Well, any touring or any road shows you guys have on the books?
Oh my goodness, nothing yet. I feel like the first big show that I've done was the Opry, which was insane.
Yeah, so sick.
Pinch me. No.
You're not wearing any green.
Hey. I'm gonna scream.
Put it on for later.
I'll put it on. I have a green shirt on for later.
Okay. Right.
And a bracelet. Nobody's getting pinched.
We might have a green hat over there for you if you need.
Perfect. I'll throw that
for
one
later.
On.
Yeah. There you go.
But yeah, the Opry's the one that I've played right now, but we're working on the shows right now. They're trying to concoct them up, and I feel like I get told once they're solidified, but they're in the works. So yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to get to sing live and meet the people that love my music.
We can't wait
and jam
to
out with them. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, congrats on everything. Congrats on the record. Congrats
Thank
on the
you.
Opry.
Yeah.
And crazy. Congrats on your first podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is so cool, guys. No, I'm nobody else I'd rather do it with.
You're a natural.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Love you guys.
You too. Well, I'm Nikki T.
And I'm Kurt Ozon.
And we'll see
you
on
the front row.